Shugyokai is the kind of place where you can spend a morning with a single 31-syllable poem and come out the other side having thought about Shinto cosmology, classical Japanese grammar, and what it means to be a window.
That's the territory today, actually. Latex Space Coyote's work here centers on one of Ueshiba Morihei's doka, a classical waka, and the deep linguistic and spiritual commentary surrounding it.
Let's start with the poem itself and what it's claiming about the self.
The question this poem raises is deceptively simple. What does it mean when a martial artist, writing in classical Japanese, identifies himself with the light of heaven?
The translation provided here puts it directly. As the morning sun shines in, my heart mind continues growing clear, bright, and keen. Drawing near the window, soaring across the heavens, I, the heaven shining one.
What that means in practice is that Ueshiba isn't making a boast. The commentary reads this as a realization. The self becomes a passage for cosmic light, rather than a separate ego asserting ownership of it.
And the grammatical architecture of the poem actually enacts that. The subject, ware, I, is withheld until the final word, so everything that soars and shines through the first four lines is retroactively claimed as first-person experience only at the last moment.
The post traces this through the classical verb forms carefully. The verb amateru, to shine in heaven, alludes directly to amaterasu, the sun kami at the center of Shinto cosmology. The no particle between amateru and ware creates an identity epithet. I, the one who shines in heaven, without the copula that would make it a flat declaration.
So the grammar leaves the boundaries of that self genuinely open, which is either profound or very convenient, depending on your morning.
The commentary treats it as structurally intentional. The taigendome, the nominal ending on ware, is described as widening the self's boundaries rather than closing them. The post also notes a chain of engo, semantically related words distributed across the poem. Asahi, sasu, sayate, mado, ama, teru, morning sun, shining, clarity, window, heaven, illuminating, forming one unbroken ray of light from the opening image to the final self-naming.
And the middle line, Mado Niyori, drawing near the window, is where the ordinary and the mythic fold into each other. An everyday gesture at a real window becomes the threshold of celestial flight.
The post connects this to Ueshiba's six primers throughout. Primer one frames Bu as cosmic principle. The poem's Ama Kakiri Yuku, soaring through heaven, is that principle made visible as movement. Primer 3, heart, mind, and spirit inseparable, maps onto the moment when the morning light, the clarity of Kokoro, and the body's orientation toward the window align without deviation.
What makes the analysis here genuinely useful is the speech act reading at the end. The poem isn't just describing a state, it performs one. Reading it pulls you through the same sequence. Receive light, become clear, draw near, soar, manifest.
The post puts it this way in the coda. Language that appears to explain Aiki simultaneously relocates the heart, mind, and body into the configuration of Aiki. The poem doesn't close Aiki inside a definition. It enacts it.
Which is exactly what Doka 103, cited here, said to do. Not broadcast Aiki in words, but awaken to it and enact it. This poem is the answer to that instruction. And it's where the series from Doka 103 through 106 lands. Not a definition, but a mode of being. Receiving light, returning it as harmony, and naming that moment simply ware. What stays with me is that window. A completely ordinary object doing the heaviest metaphysical lifting in the poem.
That's the move the commentary keeps returning to. The everyday as the actual site of practice, not an obstacle to it.